So sometimes the instructions seem kind of complicated, and I want to just give you permission to not think about them or worry about them or try to do them too much. One of my teachers, my Burmese teachers, says, nothing I tell you is anything for you to do, but it is information that perhaps wouldn't have occurred to you, and having that information in your exploration of your experience, just as you are practicing, being aware, having that information can offer different ways that your mind will start to explore experience without you really having to do it. So be really relaxed around the instructions as we're offering them over these days. It can sound like a lot, but really it can be very simple. Just notice what is obvious in this moment of experience. And as the mindfulness starts to get more continuous, it strengthens the power of our ability to see more and more. And so we don't have to try to find all of these things. Just do your practice. Just keep tapping on that scooter. Keep noticing moment after moment, am I aware, and what am I aware of? Anchoring your attention to support this in your breathing or in the body sensations or in hearing, whichever is most congenial for you. So we have a few minutes for questions, if there's any questions this morning.
So mindfulness of the body is about being as aware as you can be in the moment of what's happening at all the different sense doors.
The mindfulness of the body is actually primarily at the touch sense. The way the Buddha described it was that it's primarily, well, he described many instructions around mindfulness of the body, but the mindfulness of breathing, mindfulness of posture, mindfulness of elements are more about the touch sense. The other senses are included in the fourth foundation of mindfulness. But don't worry about that too much. Just if you're noticing hearing, if you're noticing taste and touch, and I mean that there's all those six things are going on, and the pleasant, unpleasant, neutral quality is associated with all of those. But this elemental piece I was describing, I wasn't describing the elemental nature of sight or of sound or of taste. There's different kind of explorations in that realm. So primarily the instructions are around the touch sense of the body. Is that okay?
That's not how I understood it at all, so that's helpful. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. Using the breath as an anchor, in between, sometimes it's almost as if I go into a dream state.
So in between breaths?
In between awareness of the breath and coming back to the breath. Pulling back to that, or pulling back to a new awareness.
So your mind moves out into a dream, or there's a kind of you get lost into a dream state.
And then I pull myself back with the awareness to the breath.
Okay.
Uh-huh. Because I was being very structured in my thinking. Now I'm going to think about kindness. Now I'm going to think about this or that. And is it all right to just sort of drift in between those breaths?
Well, that's what's happening. So what we try to do is to wake up to what is happening. We don't try to change it so much, but we try to bring mindfulness to it. So what you're noticing is, it sounds to me like what you're noticing is that, so there's a breath, and then you may get lost into that dream state a little bit. There's probably a little bit of kind of just, you know, maybe some images coming, and there's maybe a little bit of getting lost. At some point, you wake up into that dream state. And there's a recognition, oh, this, you know, images or kind of a dreamy quality is happening. At that moment, you can just acknowledge that. Oh, dreaminess is happening. And then you can choose to come back to the breath, you know, because you're now aware again. It's also possible to watch the mind kind of move in and out of that dreaminess and be completely aware in that dreamy space. So check in and see how aware are you. My guess is that probably what's happening is that you're waking up into that dreaminess. But it may be that, are you feeling like you're aware of each breath, or are you losing some breaths?
No, I feel as if I may almost be falling asleep.
Okay, yes. Yeah, and you know, that kind of state happens partly because the mind is settling down. You know, the dreamy kind of quality comes, it's kind of a subtler kind of thinking that comes when the mind settles a little bit, but there's not a lot of energy. And so one way you can play with that, one of the best ways I find when I get into that kind of a state, is just open your eyes and pay attention to the breath with your eyes just open and down focused. That gives just a little bit of energy into the system that will help keep you alert. And you'll find that your eyes will close and you'll drift back into dreaminess. None of it is a problem. We just wake up, we're aware when we're aware, and we, you know, make adjustments as we know is skillful. But you know, to try to say, ah, dreaminess bad, I need to be with my breath, that's adding a kind of a pressure and an aversion to your meditation that's not necessary. So you notice, oh, dreaminess, okay. And then you may notice that two or three times, and then if it feels like the dreaminess is taking over, open your eyes.
I have a question. I was feeling like saliva. I was feeling the wetness you were talking about, the fluidity in my mouth. And I got an image of like a dripping spring. Is that commentary? Should I say, oh, commentary? You know how you...
It was an image?
Yes, uh-huh. It was just a flash and it was gone.
You know, that's... my guess is that that's your mind recognizing the experience in a visual way. So it's probably in that realm of like perception, you know, like when you're hearing and your mind goes car, you know, it's an identification of experience. It's just your mind kind of trying to create a recognition of what is this kind of. So you don't need to stop it. You've just noticed that it happened. You can note it if you wish. You could note it as seeing or, you know, sometimes I find that it's really helpful with, even though the eyes are closed, the mind is exploring experience through this visual field, you know, images are coming. And I find it helpful to use seeing as an acknowledgement when that happens. Just acknowledge the process of what's going on. I wouldn't try to stop that kind of experience, but noticing that it happens is helpful because that's a prime place, that place where we recognize something. Oh, so there's the image of the spring, dripping spring. If you didn't notice that, what might happen after that is that you'd be off someplace looking at a spring in Hawaii, and then suddenly you'd be on the beach and then you're gone, you know. So the fact that you see it gives you the opportunity to just recognize, oh, this is just the mind doing its recognizing process. And, you know, just come back to the feeling of the wetness. And often when you recognize them, they disappear. Did it disappear when you recognized it? Yeah. Yeah. So we have more discussions, more practice discussions this morning. And just to clarify, I don't know, I don't remember whether Greg clarified this yesterday or not, but you're each going to be have two practice discussions in which your names are actually written by us, and we'd like you to come to those. And then you've got the option to sign up on the alternate days. But I just wanted to make sure that you all know that you had half of you had a practice discussion yesterday. Another half of you will have a practice discussion today. And those of you who had the practice discussion yesterday will have another one tomorrow. So just keep track of the board and whether your name is up there to come see one of us. And then we'll need a practice leader at 10:15 again. Somebody willing to sign up to ring the bell here at 11. And as Greg said, there's no need to sit up here. You can take the bell back to your chair or your cushion. Great, thank you. Thank you very much. So, it's another snowy day. Enjoy your day of mindfulness.